lungs go dry. The community redeemed by Christ sings from the heart with songs it can sing in its present hour, new songs and old songs, songs that move the body and soul with joy and gladness. The happy church sings today because it knows its future tomorrow. It knows and expects and is assured that tomorrow is the victory of Christ. We are the strings of God's instrument. Singing in every worship gathering was a part of the Christian church from the beginning. Jewish worship included some singing, particularly as pilgrims would walk up to Jerusalem for the Day of Atonement. Then they would sing the Psalms of Ascents, Psalms 120 through 134. The Levites would also sing as they burned the sacrifice on the altar. There were other cults and societies that sang at this time, but they sang mysterious dirges and mantras. Christians sang every time they gathered, and they sang happy songs, even as they gathered in the catacombs. One church father, Athanasius of Alexandria, wrote to a friend around AD 340 that God wants us to sing the Psalms and other songs because by this habit, it will be preserved that we love God with our whole strength and power. Athanasius explained the importance of singing this way. As in music, a pick brings out the sound of multiple strings, so the man becoming himself a stringed instrument and devoting himself completely to the Spirit may obey in all his members and emotions and serve the will of God. He pictured the church as an instrument in the hands of God. Imagine the church as a stringed instrument, and God is picking it up to play. But for that to happen, each of us must submit ourselves to become the strings. We must allow ourselves to be stretched out in God's hands, drawn across the bridge and fingerboard, and tuned to one another in accordance with the perfect ear of our Master. This singing is a kind of submission before God that brings the soul into harmony. This commitment to worship is an act of selfless abandonment to God, a self-giving. The body, the mind, the soul are all involved in offering oneself to God in song. We become a stringed instrument.